sing together 349. 349. Also sing 345, 345. That many of our hymns are prayers.
And it's a good thing to get them into your heart, and you find that as you sing them throughout the day, you're actually expressing your desire to God. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord. Now, I think we've sung that a number of times while we've been here, and I think that's good. I hope you memorize it. I remember as a camper, or maybe I was a counselor. some years ago, Brother Bob Collis was the director here at camp. That would be Phil's dad. And on a Sunday morning in the village, he challenged us, all of us, that if we would sing, "Oh, to be like thee," every day. Now, I don't know if he said for a year or for a month, but every day when you went home, to sing that every day. Now, you're familiar with that. He picked a song with five verses. "Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart." And I remember I took that, and I endeavored every day in the morning to sing that. "Oh, to be like thee." And before long, I had it memorized. And I could sing it, and I think till this day I could sing all five of those verses. But it's more important that it gets in our hearts, right? And it's an expression of our desire. "Jesus, I want to be like you." I know we like to be maybe some great athlete. I'd like to be like LeBron James. Or maybe it's Stephen Curry or somebody like that, or somebody who runs real fast, and or maybe a football player. But our goal ought to be like Jesus. "I want to be like you, Jesus. Stamp your image upon my heart." There's another song in the white book that I like, and so again it's a real prayer. And it's number 51. And as we pray, again, just it's just an expression of your desire. "Lord, draw me nearer. I want to come closer to you, Lord. I want to know you better." Oh, Jesus, Jesus, draw our hearts.